gentlemen, it is my duty to inform you of one beauty, though I'd ask of you a favor nor to seek her for a while. Though I own she's a creature of character and feature, no words can paint the picture of the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle. The evening that I mention, I passed with light intention through a part of our dear country known for beauty and for style, being a place of noble thinkers, of scholars and great drinkers. But above them all, for splendor shone the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle. Must leave you, my intention's not to grieve you, nor indeed would I deceive you, or I'll see you in a while. I must find some way to gain her, to call her and to tame her. I fear my heart's in danger from the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask your pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden,